This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
We just heard the opening of a Te Deum by Charpentier, as performed by William Christie and Lézard Florissant. Those magnificent sounds we just heard announced the beginning of Charpentier's setting of our topic for today's show, the Te Deum. Those sounds are a great way to say hello and welcome to Sounds Choral, a program that seeks to present the vast body of choral repertoire in a way that is intelligible, relevant, entertaining, and uplifting. I'm your host, Ryan Brando, the Artistic Director of Amor Artis, Princeton Pro Musica, and the Monmouth Civic Chorus. The Te Deum is a 5th century hymn. It's captured the imagination of composers for centuries, from the 5th century until now. You might be familiar with some of the big blockbuster romantic settings of this text. They're awesome, but they're too long to fit in today's show, so I've chosen some selections from some of my favorite Te Deum settings from the Baroque period with Handel and Charpentier, and two 20th century settings by Benjamin Britten and Arvo Pärt, and a Te Deum by Haydn. The Te Deum text has three big sections. The first is a hymn of praise to God the Father. The second big section is a hymn to Christ, the Redeemer, the coming Judge, and so on. The text lays out all the people getting invited to this party of praise. All the earth, all angels, all heavens, and all the powers therein, the cherubim, the seraphim, and so on and so on. It also includes what sounds like the Sanctus text, Sanctus, 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 or Holy, 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 Lord God of Hosts. But it adds one extra word, majesty. The heavens and earth are full of the majesty of thy glory. And indeed, the next stanza in the Te Deum text brings that point home. Throughout the whole world, the Holy Church gives praise to thee, the Father of infinite majesty. It's that concept of majesty and the way that it's rendered in sound that drew me to the pieces I'm going to play for you today. Let's get back to Charpentier and see how he starts things off after that splendid fanfare that opened our show. In Charpentier's setting, the bass soloist, perhaps the most magisterial of the voice parts in his imagination, declaims the first several lines of the text. We praise thee, O God. The choir picks things up at All the earth doth worship thee. Charpentier bounces around the choir, groups of soloists and groups of instruments, as the various groups of angels and seraphim sing their praises. At the text Pleni sunt cæli, or in the French Latin Pleni sunt cæli, heaven and earth are full of thy glory, the fanfare and choir come roaring back to life and continue with their text, the glorious chorus of the apostles, the admirable company of the prophets, the white-robed army of martyrs praise thee. It's majestic praise indeed, fit for God, or perhaps Louis XIV. For me, it's impossible to hear this music from the French Baroque and not hear its musical renderings of the powdered wigs and fleur-de-lis and gilded decorations in the form of its musical ornaments, the agréments and graces. Here are the second and third movements of Charpentier's setting of the Te Deum as performed by William Christie and Lézard Florissant.
Oh!
This is Sounds Choral, and I'm your host, Ryan Brando, and today we're listening to several settings of the Te Deum. After those first two big sections of praise, the Te Deum turns to a series of petitions. Therefore, we beseech thee, come to the aid of thy servants, save thy people, govern them, lift them up. Liturgically, the Te Deum is sung at the end of Matins, in the morning, so one of the petitions is to keep us this day without sin. And famously, the final line, non confundar in aeternum, comes through in the most commonly set English translation as, let me never be confounded. For a Baroque setting of that last line, we'll turn to one that Handel wrote in 1713. This is his Utrecht Te Deum, so named because it celebrates the Treaty of Utrecht, which brought peace and an ending to the War of Spanish Succession. The piece premiered in July of 1713 at St. Paul's Cathedral. We'll hear the last movement, as performed by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral a few centuries later, under the late, great John Scott. We just heard the last movement of Handel's Utrecht Te Deum, as performed by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral under John Scott. The great Joseph Haydn penned a setting of the Te Deum in 1799. His setting is dramatic, marvelously compact and straightforward, and entirely choral. He opens in a very sunny C major with a quote of the Gregorian psalm tone version of the Te Deum. At the start of the third big section of text, the petitions, Haydn shifts to a slower tempo and C minor. He returns to Allegro and C major in the next stanza and brings the whole thing home with a delightful double fugue on In Te Domine Speravi. Here's Trevor Pinnock and the English concert with Haydn's Te Deum in C major.
Thank you.
We just heard Haydn's Te Deum from 1799. We're going to move forward now to the 20th century and the festival Te Deum of Benjamin Britten, written in 1944. In his setting of the Te Deum, the way that Britten handles texture, I think, is really effective in creating majesty. The choir sings often in a broad, strong unison. Britten writes it in mixed meter so that it sounds like chant, with a free sense of rhythm. The organ, underneath the choir, breathes deeply, in and out of its mighty lungs, steadily, in 3/4, in, out, gradually building its strength, until, before we realize we've gotten there, choir and organ both fill the space with richly registered splendor. It's an absolutely magnificent crescendo. At the text, "Thou art the King of Glory," the choir leaps into snappy fanfares, punctuated by big outbursts from the organ. Throughout the piece, I think, Britten beautifully contrasts bombast and tranquility, highlighting the highs and the lows of the hymn text. To close, he builds to an absolutely sumptuous climax on, "O Lord, in Thee have I trusted," and then a lone treble voice finishes, "Let me never be confounded." Let's hear Britten's Festival Te Deum as performed by Harry Christophers and the 16. Benjamin Britten's Festival Te Deum, performed by the 16 under Harry Christophers. We're going to move forward now, about 40 years, to the last part of the 20th century, and the Te Deum composed by Arvo Pärt. Pärt wrote this setting in 1984. As with other pieces, he fashions his unique compositional voice from contemporary trends like minimalism and the serpentine strands of ancient chant. Unlike the more festive settings we heard earlier in the show, Pärt feels it necessary to communicate this text to, as he puts it, draw this music gently out of silence and emptiness. He uses a technique he calls tintinnabuli. Of this technique, he says, "I've discovered that it is enough when a single note is beautifully played. This one note, or a silent beat, or a moment of silence, comforts me. I work with very few elements, with one voice, two voices. I build with primitive materials, with the triad, with one specific tonality. The three notes of the triad are like bells, and that's why I call it tintinnabulation." So the way that this works, this tintinnabulation, is that Pärt enmeshes a melodic line in a triad, and it creates subtle pulsations of dissonance and release. His Te Deum setting deploys this technique on a vast scale, alternating chant and drone across three choirs, a mixed choir, an upper voice choir, and a lower voice choir, a string orchestra, prepared piano, and wind harp. He creates ethereal dances and mighty climaxes to evoke the music played by all those angels and saints and the hosts of heaven gathered around the throne of majesty. It suggests a timeless, scenic music that's unfettered by human concerns and narrative needs. By demanding that we surrender to its stillness, Pärt's music anchors us to our human here and now while transporting us beyond our own time. We're going to immerse in a recording made by the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir and the Tallinn Chamber Orchestra, led by Tõnu Kajuste. This is Pärt's Te Deum.
Oh.
And so, Pert's one-of-a-kind Te Deum ends. Sanctus, 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 holy, 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 with neither a bang nor a whimper, but with what? With transcendence, perhaps? A transportation to a distant horizon? An ascent to heaven? Whatever you heard, I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly enjoyed putting together this music for you. It's a pleasure always to share it with you, and thank you for listening. Sounds Choral is produced at the studios of WWFM, the classical network, David Ozenberg producer. I'm your host, Ryan Brando. You can listen to any recent Sounds Choral program by going to our website, wwfm.org, and clicking on Classical and Webcasts. You can also support programming like this with a donation and membership at our website. Thanks so much for listening. Sounds Choral is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and wwfm.org.